Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we have been talking about financially healthy behaviors for a little bit now, and today we want to talk about one of the final behaviors, and that is really important, managing and recovering from financial shocks.
Absolutely. As we've said in the past, stuff happens.
Yep.
Right? And that's just life. There's no way around it. And having an emergency fund is the most fundamental thing that a person or family can do to help them on their journey to financial well-being. Now, we want to encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. There's several blog posts on emergency funds and safety nets. We encourage you to go there. You can go to our YouTube channel. One of our most viewed videos is best practices for using your family as part of your safety net.
Right.
And we also have a posting of the latest blog post up on our Facebook today. Also, Confessions of a Gospel DJ. It takes longer to say this stuff now, Randy, because we got a network.
The network does it to you.
Listen, what an emergency fund is, it's the liquidity buffer between you and ruin. Let me say that again. Liquidity buffer means cash or things you can turn into cash that's standing between you and ruin. Now, let me give you a real-life example of something we're all familiar with. Sandra Bland was a woman that died under mysterious circumstances in a Texas jail. Mm-hmm. And the reason she was in jail for 2 days is because she could not make a $5,000 bail, nor could she make a $500 bond. Now, one of the biggest emergencies that families interaction with the criminal justice system. Those things happen as well as medical, major household and automotive repairs, and layoff. So having a financial cushion, an emergency fund, is so critical. Get an emergency fund.
Right.
As little as $500. You shouldn't stop there. But just having $500 that you can apply to life's challenges is a good thing.
It is a good thing, and it's a helpful thing. I just go back to the fire that I had that destroyed everything, and the fact that I had great people around me and also insurance. It helped me to rebound and recover a little quicker than some people would have.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about an emergency fund. It gives you options. It takes you out of being desperate when life throws you a curve.
Absolutely. Well, we can find you again on the networks that we have. We have Facebook. We also have YouTube and our websites. Give them the websites again.
Once again, there's Confessions of a Gospel DJ. There's TakeControlTuesday.com, MoneySmartLife.org.
Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.